Proceed.
I'll start with the 3 or 4 sentence capsule, and then we'll go from there. Tri-Cam designed, contracted for the manufacture, and sold a step stool, a 3-step step stool. The design and performance specifications for that step stool made a reasonably safe product, and we know that because the jury told us that. And there was substantial evidence to support the jury's finding, and that finding has not been challenged on appeal. There's no substantial evidence in the record to show that the step stool that the Ensleys bought and used deviated in a material way from the design and from the manufacturer's specifications. But there is substantial evidence that it did comply and conform with the design and specifications. Nevertheless, the trial court sent a construction, a manufacturing defect claim to the jury. We asked for judgment as a matter of law. We didn't get it. We asked the judge not to send the claim to the jury. He did. The jury came back with a construction defect verdict. We asked for judgment as a matter of law again, and we asked for a new trial, and we got no relief, and that's why we're here. This step stool was designed, it was rated to hold a 200-pound person. It was designed to hold an 800-pound load on the second step that Tammy Ensley was standing on when she fell. And the Ensley's expert essentially attempted to reverse engineer evidence of a defect in this ladder, despite the objective evidence that the ladder had ample strength to hold her weight based on the direction she fell, the way she fell, her injuries after she fell. The expert said, I can tell you that this step stool failed before she fell. It collapsed, and that's why she fell. But what he couldn't tell you was this. Did it collapse and did she fall because it failed to conform to the reasonably safe design and performance specifications of the step stool? There is absolutely no evidence that that is why it failed. He couldn't tell you what load he put on it. He couldn't tell you in what way it differed from the design and the specified performance parameters. And in fact, when he was asked, he said, I don't know, and I don't really need to know, because that's not the way I looked at this. In fact, what he tried to do was not look at the step stool at all, not look at the objective evidence of what the physical characteristics of the step stool were, but that's the touchstone of whether there's a construction defect or not. And what we know is this. The metal of that step stool was tested. It had a tensile strength of 69,000 psi. Nobody refuted that. The stress at the point where the ladder, the step stool, supposedly failed, towed in, was 4,100 psi, about 1/16th of the load-bearing capacity of that metal. And we know that that measurement is the right measurement, because this leg, you'll see it in the briefing, it's a U. It's an inverted U. It's a single piece of steel that's bent around. It's punched on the same press at the same time, made at the same time. This step stool was not made over a course of weeks or months. It was made at once. And so when you measure the metal over here, you're measuring the metal over here. And there's nothing to show that this step stool did not have the capacity to carry a load of 800 pounds on the second step, much less didn't have the capacity to hold the 155 pounds of Ms. Ensley while she was using the ladder. So we have a reasonably safe design, we have reasonably safe performance parameters for the ladder, and we have no evidence whatsoever that it failed to conform with those design specs. And we have an expert who said, I don't know, and I don't care, I don't need to know. And the only explanation that the Ensleys ever offered was this. It's the snowflake explanation. Every one of these ladders is a snowflake, and like all snowflakes, they're all different. And unless you test the one that failed and you test every single one that comes off the line, you'll never know whether there are some variations in the manufacturing of them that renders some of them unreasonably unsafe. Well, the problem with that is this. First of all, if that were what you had to do to demonstrate that your products conform to the design and specifications, you'd basically have to do destructive testing on every product that you make. That's ridiculous.
Should we take your argument at face value that it necessarily could carry an 800-pound load?
Well, we couldn't put an 800.
It had a 156-pound load on it.
We couldn't put an 800-pound load on that stool, but we put it on exemplars that were made using the same materials, the same design, and we also
since it failed under undisputedly 156 pounds.
But there was no physical evidence of a defect that caused that failure. And when the expert was asked, he said, well, the problem is if you put holes in metal, they won't bear a load anymore. And if you punch them in, it's even worse because you create stress risers. And he was asked, okay, so what's the decrease in strength? And he said, well, 2.5 or thereabouts. Well, if you take the unrefuted evidence, multiply 4,000 by 2.5, you get 10,000, you have 70,000 tensile strength, you still have a safety factor of 7. So there is no explanation for why it failed that you can attribute to the failure of that ladder to meet the design specs. And the other thing is that we at random tested ladders, over 700 of them, including ladders made right around the same time that the Ensley ladder was made. They all passed that same 800 test. And I see I'm running out of time. I have reserved 3 minutes. Thank you.
Good morning, Your Honors. Paul Fogarty for the Ensleys. Initially, there's an issue that TRICAM hasn't mentioned. That is, before the jury would ever get to whether there was a defect, they must have found that the ladder broke first, causing Mrs. Ensley to fall. Dr. Hayes, one of the plaintiff's expert, testified that based on where Tammy started, which was undisputed, where she ended up, like where her body was after the incident, the orientation of the ladder and the injuries, he was able to opine as that the ladder must have broken first. And it's based on the laws of physics and peer-reviewed research that is in my brief. And so the jury, if the jury had found that the ladder, that Mrs. Ensley had fallen off the ladder, breaking it, which was basically TRICAM's position, then there would be no defect analysis. So that was the first thing the jury found. The second thing then was you move on to the defect analysis. The jury, well, TRICAM testified initially in a 30B6 deposition that was played to the jury that it's the intent of TRICAM to have identical holes. But then it turned out TRICAM admitted during trial that the holes aren't identical, because when you have a punch-out process, there is no way to have, there's microscopic differences, microscopic cracks, and so there was no way to have identical holes. And Dr. Hayes testified that that causes stress risers, and there was no other explanation. If Tammy fell because the ladder broke, the only explanation is because that one hole was weakened by the punch-out process. TRICAM had a process of deburring these holes to make them identical if it wanted to use it, but they didn't. And so, you know, if the jury found that the design was identical holes, then it's not a design defect. It would be, then they move on to the manufacturing defect because the holes weren't identical. And then you can get on to the consumer expectation test. I mean, clearly, if there was a defect, if the ladder broke, causing Mrs. Ensley to fail, a relatively new ladder. It had only been used approximately 10 times. Then the jury looks at, okay, well, how could this, if the ladder broke, causing Mrs. Ensley to fall, how could that have been improved? And the consumer expectation test looks at the relative cost of the product. It's cheap. The seriousness of the potential harm, it's obvious. The jury awarded $435,000, approximately. The cost and feasibility of eliminating or minimizing the risk. Well, Dr. Hayes went through alternatives that Trichem uses in its other step stool models that would have minimized the risk of a ladder, of one of the legs breaking. That is using bracing, not using the punch-out system at all. Some of Trichem's ladders use welding, where you weld the step to the leg instead of punching a hole to attach the step to the leg. So, and there were other ways that could have been used to minimize this risk. Also, you know, Trichem talks about, oh, well, we tested other holes, but that's not the hole that broke. The hole that broke, Trichem admitted that it couldn't be tested because it was broken. It was completely sheared, as the court saw in some of the trial exhibits that are part of the record. Additionally, Trichem really offered, as far as the context that the ladder broke first, causing Mrs. Ensley to fall, Trichem really never challenged that issue. I mean, they mentioned it in the evidence, but, you know, Dr. Hayes said Mrs. Ensley fell because the ladder broke. And that was largely unrebutted. So, you know, the only explanation as to why this ladder broke was because of the stress riser, because the hole broke and there were admittedly, well, at least based on Dr. Hayes' testimony, because all the holes are different, they all, you know, they have microscopic cracks. So I'm not sure, I mean, Trichem talks a lot about there's no substantial evidence, but the evidence is pretty clear that there was a relatively new ladder that Mrs. Ensley was on. Also, it should be noted that the unrebutted evidence was that Mrs. Ensley has been on ladders and step stools, I think Mr. Ensley said, thousands of times he's seen her, because they built a cabin together. They do a lot of household projects together. They've been married a very long time. He's never seen her fall. He's never seen her lose her balance. The testimony was that she is always very careful and that they were very careful the morning that this event occurred. And so there really is no evidence other than the fact that there was a stress riser in the hole that was punched out, and that's what caused the ladder to break. If the court has no more other questions, I don't have anything else to say.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Just a few points. First of all, the method of manufacturing these stools is part of the design. It's all of a piece. We basically, and the evidence showed that the design process was this. You say, look, we want to make a ladder that meets these performance specifications. Now we're going to work out the geometry. We're going to work out how we make it. And how we made it was to make these tubes, punch holes in them, use rivets to attach the steps. That's all part of the design. And there's no evidence that there was anything wrong with that design. Secondly, we did not concede that the ladder broke first. And in fact, the evidence that we put on was that the only way you can get this damage pattern is by a cantilever force. You have to have weight put on that ladder somehow from the side, either torquing it while it's tipping over or falling on it, something like that, that causes a side force on that leg. You can't get a toe in. And Dr. Kwan testified that just a downward force on the ladder will cause the ladder to splay out. It won't toe in. But more importantly, we have objective evidence of what the strength of this particular ladder was, and it's unrebutted. It is unrebutted. And beyond conjecture, beyond unproven hypothesis, this whole business about stress risers around a hole, it is just that. It's a theory. And Dr. Kwan performed tests to show that that theory doesn't hold water. He basically turned the legs of another ladder into Swiss cheese, and they still met the design and performance standards. One last thing. You're probably wondering why on earth I cited the Maillard case that Your Honor wrote and issued just a short while ago. Hear me out on this. Perhaps this is a little bit twisted logic. But assume that in that case, instead of the fall analysis following objective proof that there was a defect, there was no handrails, let's assume instead that you had photos and you knew there were handrails there, but you had this fall analysis that said, well, based on how she fell and where she fell, I'm going to say there was a defect, there were no handrails there. Well, that is very close to what we have here. The actual physical evidence is that this ladder was capable of bearing the load that Ensley put on it. And when we asked the expert, what load did she put on it that caused it to fail? He said, I don't know. I have no way of knowing. So he reverse engineered it. And in the face of the objective evidence, he said, my fall analysis says there was a defect there that you can't see, you can't find.
That'll teach me to put pictures in the opinions.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you. The next matter this morning is State of Washington versus Joshua Larson.